Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Bam.
Oh, God. You know what? It feels weird because we're not actually here, are we?
No, we're out in the summer enjoying life.
Right.
Doing
somewhere in the abyss.
Yes.
But we've come together this week to do something a little special, a little not quite the norm, little bit, you know, different, but in a good way.
Yeah, we're not quite back on the air.
No.
But we're giving, you know, a little summer treat.
Just a little something you can feel. Shout out to En Vogue and Curtis Mayfield. So let's talk about what we're doing. We have an inbox that is 100% full of people just coming at us with all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's bursting at the sides with thirst sommelier requests, all kinds of drabbles, lots of goodies in there.
Right. Sometimes people just want to tell us how beautiful we are, which we always appreciate because we are. But a lot of the time people are kind of going, listen, I'm in a quandary. I've got to fancy someone and I need it to be something different to what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Help me help myself. And that's where we come in.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the thirst sommelier. We've been doing this since the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And this episode is essentially a mini episode that is completely 100% dedicated to thirst sommeliers. So we got a call from somebody called Danielle, and they wanted some help with a little thirst conundrum that they were having. So should we have a listen?
Yeah, let's listen.
Hi, Bim and Nicole. It's Danielle. I'm calling because I have a really deep thirst for Adam Scott. He played Ben Wyatt on Parks and Recreation, and I just love his cute little nerdy ass. But, like, I need somebody new. It's been too long, and we got to switch it up. Thanks. I love your show. Bye.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes, Adam Scott is...
such a hottie.
Yeah, that's a little cutie pie.
He is.
And he's got a little, not an edge, but he's got a little something there. So you know that he's not all the way boyish.
Right. Like, do you remember watching him in that movie, Sleeping with Other People, which is like a little rom-com thing from a few years ago? And I remember thinking, oh, you're clearly an complete asshole in this movie.
Yeah.
However, you got some of the allure. You thought, oh, you know how I feel about a stern man.
Yeah.
He was a stern man in this. And even when he was terrible, I was like, oh, this is disgusting. Wink. So, you know, I fully understand how you feel, Danielle, because I too have a big crush on Adam Scott.
Yeah, I like him. I remember him from this show on HBO called Tell Me You Love Me, and he kind of played again this like asshole kind of guy.
He has that kind of face.
Yeah. And then to see him be this sweet, adorable, just lovely person on Parks and Rec that you kind of want your own boyfriend to be like.
Right? Oh, he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, so he's got some range.
Yeah. He can play the nerd and he can play like the complete bastard. And I think it's very difficult for you to really do that convincingly in both ways. So shout out to you. We get your thirst for him, Danielle. Yeah. Nicole, who do you have for Danielle?
Okay, now this person has also been around for a while, but I don't think he gets the respect that he deserves as, you know, a potential thirst object.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that is that because he's not very thirst-inducing?
Okay, listen, you know, what do we say? Lid for every pot.
There's a lid for every pot. My bad. I apologize. Let me sit on my hands, please. Carry on.
Elijah Wood.
Yes.
Elfin Shore.
Yes.
But strange, the strange eyes. Uh-huh. Beautifully strange. Let
beautifully
me say that.
Strange, yeah.
Yeah. He has played some dark characters.
Yes, Mr. Frodo.
Yeah, he's played some, you know, kind of nerdy, lovable, comedic characters. Mm-hmm. So he's got a little bit of range to him as well.
He does, and he was a child actor, so he started young. I remember him when he was like a child actor, because I too was a child, not an actor. But I was a child at the time, and I was like, oh, he was a very age-appropriate crush for me to have when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, he's been around forever, you're right.
Yeah.
And he does have the range.
He does. And, you know, he's got the little nerdy look, of, you know, he's a slight man. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, Adam Scott, Elijah Wood, it could work.
It could work. I like that a lot. Mine is a little bit more obvious, and it's not perhaps, you wouldn't think to yourself, oh, that dude like exudes like nerd energy, but it's Jake Johnson.
Oh, I like him a lot.
I know you do. I know you have feelings for Jake Johnson. I've seen the tweets. Yes. I have the dossier. I feel like the opposite of Pusha T. You are hiding a child. I'm like, you are not hiding a crush. I've seen it. But the thing about him is he does have some nerd qualities. He's mm-hmm. kind of awkward and a little bit dorky. And mm-hmm. he looks to me like a very hot turtle.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I can see it. Yeah.
You see it. It's mm-hmm. in his neck.
Yeah.
It's the way he moves his neck and his shoulders. It's all I know is I find it extremely attractive because, you know, like you said, there's a lid for every pot.
Yeah.
And I want to shut a lid on his pot. Anyway.
That doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't, babe. That's the whole point of thirst. You can make anything sound ridiculous. That's all you got to do is put a spoonful of thirst in and you can make anything. I like to put the chicken in his salad. Like, you can do whatever. Anything. It doesn't make sense.
Just
it's not supposed to.
A spoonful of thirst.
Make some medicine. Okay, we'll stop. But Jake Johnson to me has like a very similar kind of like dark horse mm-hmm. kind of. I feel like he would teach you some things, mm-hmm. you know, like, you know, and you'd be like, oh, I didn't know you could. He'd be like, yeah, I know you didn't.
Yeah.
Ah, surprise. Yeah. I really like that. So I feel like, I hope this has helped you, Danielle, but between Elijah and Jake, there has to be something that you think to yourself, fingers crossed. Thirst on, Danielle. Thirst on.
So next up, we have a listener, Becky.
Yes, Becky.
And let's just listen to the voicemail.
All right.
Hi, First Aid Kit. This is Becky, and I just wanted to leave a little surprise for some of my fellow Thirst Buckets. I think we need to talk about Mr. Jermaine Clement. I first became aware of him with Flight of the Conchords and several comedic movies since. I really just love a man with a sense of humor. His accent's killer. And really, I just want to run my fingers through his hair while he runs his lips down the length of my body. Let me know what y'all think.
Well, oh Becky, God. First of all, I'm loving your Southern accent. Thank you. I don't know where you're from, but shout out to the South.
Oh, that was so good. Becky knows what the fuck she wants, and I'm here for it. Yes, Becky. Becky was like, here's what I want to do.
Yes.
And in tandem, here's what I need him to be doing. Listen, Becky, we love a thirst bucket that knows her mind.
Yes,
that
I love
amazing.
It.
I love it. I absolutely love that. Nicole, who have you got up your sleeve for Becky and her predilection for funny guys?
Okay. See, I decided to, you know, zig a little bit instead of zag.
Nice.
Okay. I'm going to suggest Ricky Whittle.
Ooh.
From American Gods.
I like it.
Okay. He's a little beefcakey.
He is. That's a steak, man. I'm ready. Get me a knife.
But I like his facial hair. I like his vibe. He seems like he's got a little bit of an edge, but that he can also be kind of funny. Because he's a little funny on the show.
Yeah, he's a little funny. Yeah. He's chill. And he's British, so he might have a British sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, I like him. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more about Ricky.
I think that he's interesting to watch. He does a serviceable job.
That's fair.
On the show. You know, serviceable is good when you just need a thirst object that's going to, like Becky says, touch her while she's looking at him.
Do you know what? That's fair. That's completely fair. I have a couple of options, and much like Nicole, I'm gonna zag where you might expect a zig. So first of all, I know we didn't say necessarily, but of course Jermaine Clement is half Maori. And I was looking and I was like, who has like a similar kind of background and is underrepresented, etc.? And I fell upon an actor called Manu Bennett. Now, Manu is built like a fucking cliff face, right?
Yeah,
like he's just jagged and sheer and just, you just want to, I feel like
that's substantial.
Manu's like, you know how, you know, you look at some dudes and you're like, oh, that's a snack, that's a snack. Manu feels like a 6-course meal.
Oh, interesting.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, he has like this bulk to him. He used to be on the CW's Arrow, which is one of those shows that I watched religiously for 2 seasons, and I thought, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
But but he played Slade Wilson on that show, and he was definitely, he had presence, like especially next to the rest of the cast. Like, you looked at him and you were like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
You know, he has that. And I have a reason to believe he's funny based on his other, like his interviews here and there, you know? Like, he was also on Spartacus for a while. He has that kind of, you know, he has the heft you're looking for, but I think he's also quite funny. So that's my number one suggestion. My number two is a straight up funny, funny guy, and that's Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, yes. Right? I like him a lot too.
He makes me laugh sometimes just looking at his face. Like, I just start laughing when I see him. And then he's a great physical comedian. He has exquisite comic timing.
Yes.
He's a cutie patootie.
I loved him in the What's Up With That skit from Saturday Night
What's
Live.
What's Up With That? I can see him in a tracksuit doing The Running Man in my mind's eye. Yes. He's so funny. So I feel like between the three of those options, you will find a sweet spot for you to occupy, Becky. And I wish you Godspeed in your thirst, because you sound like a person who knows what the fuck they want.
I love it.
I love it too. What a great, great voice message. I love it. Oh, wonderful. Okay, so before we get into the next thirst sommelier situation, you may have seen sometime in July that Henry Cavill gave an interview to GQ Australia in which this 35-year-old man said that he was hesitant to date for fear of being called a rapist in light of the Me Too movement. Now, apparently he said this to GQ Australia, and he said, "There's something wonderful about a man chasing a woman. There's a traditional approach to that, which is nice. I think a man should be wooed and chased, but maybe I'm old-fashioned for thinking that." Well, first of all, yes, you are. He went on to say, "It's very difficult to do that if there are certain rules in place, because then it's like, well, I don't want to go up and talk to her because I'm going to be called a rapist or something." Now, where to begin? First of all, we're just going to say that Henry Cavill is, of course, a man, and men are not infallible, as the history of the earth tells us. So is this really news? No, but we go at length in this episode talking about how lovely Henry Cavill looks, etc. And so we felt it behooved us to say something when a thirst object says something stupid or objectionable or a combination of both, which, shout out to you, Henry. You reached it. You got the gold medal. Let's be honest. He has since apologized. Even the apology was a little bit weird. He was like, "Having seen the reaction to an article in particular about my feelings on dating and the Me Too movement, I just wanted to apologize for any confusion and misunderstanding that this may have created. Insensitivity was absolutely not my intention." Anyway, it goes on and on and on. And then he ends it with something that I think is a tiny bit of a cop-out, but whatever. "This experience has taught me a valuable lesson as to the context and the nuance of editorial liberties." "I look forward to clarifying my position in the future towards a subject that is so vitally important and in which I wholeheartedly support." Whatever, Henry. I mean, you had one job. You just had to stand there and be nice and not stupid and, well... broken my heart, Henry. No, you haven't. Anyway, on with the show.
Okay, so this next message is actually two messages.
Sure.
It's a little different.
The more the merrier.
Let's check that out.
Hi, Nicole and Ben. This is Bridget calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I need some recommendations based on my current thirst for Henry Cavill. And not just any Henry Cavill, but like specifically Henry Cavill in the Mission Impossible Fallout trailer. I mean, I think that he's like a good looking dude and other things, but I've watched this trailer like 60 bajillion times, and I think I've figured out what it is. There's something about just a big beefy beefcake in like dress clothes. And so there's that scene where he's kind of shadow boxing, like getting ready to spar with somebody in a bathroom, and it's like his dress shirt is a little bit ill-fitting because his like muscles are bulging out of control. So there's that, but then there's also something about the combination of like a mustache with just a 5 o'clock shadow. I don't know what that is. It has awakened something strange and different in me, and I'm giving you guys lots of avenues to explore here, so I need some help. Thanks so much.
Hello to my greatest and most beautiful thirst connoisseurs. A question. As we know, we love Henry Cavill. He is delicious, he is big, and he's hairy in all the right places. But if we're looking for someone in the same vein, British or not, who really gets ourselves going, who do we think might be a good option? I'm looking for somebody that could be tall, could be dark, could be handsome, but somebody that really pushes those buttons. Love you guys. You're the best. XO, Gossip Girl.
Aw. We love those messages
so much. Oh, my God. My favorite thing. I just love everyone. Oh, man.
Listen, Henry Cavill in that trailer.
You've tweeted about this.
Listen, I have it as a favorite GIF on my phone, so I can just go right to it. I have it as a little audio clip so you can hear the sound when he punches out.
Yes.
Ooh, it's so good. It's delicious. I love it so much. yes. I'm here for it.
He makes me laugh like a dirty old lady called Gertrude. There's just a lot to love on Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm actually sweating.
So I have a couple of suggestions.
Of course you do.
Richard Madden, best known from Game of Thrones.
Of course, Robb Stark, R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P.
He's got the curls like Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill's hair is very curly, but, you know, he tends to comb it out or whatever for the different roles. Mm-hmm. But Richard Madden has very curly, beautiful, thick, lovely hair.
Yes, it does.
He's not quite as big.
No. Who is, though?
Right.
To be honest.
But I think he's working on that. I think he's trying to become maybe some kind of action guy.
Do
whatever.
You?
But he's
I'm
got
proud
a beautiful
of you.
Face. He's yes. got the British accent. Yes. You know, he's a little cutie pie
he
on
is.
His way up.
Yes, he is.
And then also, Sam Heughan.
Mm.
From Outlander.
Yes.
Jamie from Outlander.
Woo! Hold the fuck on. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Just a delightful little man.
Let's not forget he's also ginger.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
And I think he's probably hairy, but they shave him or wax him.
That sounds so weird. They shave him.
He gets a wax or something for the role of Jamie in Outlander.
Yeah, he does.
He's just beautiful to look at.
Yes, he
he's got a couple of projects coming out yeah. soon so that we'll see him outside of the confines of Outlander. But who wants to see him outside of that kilt?
I saw the trailer for The Spy Who Dumped Me, and mm-hmm. he looks so freaking delicious. Like.
Yeah. Because he's in a suit at one point
in
the trailer.
It's a lot. He's just like a square, like a big fucking barn door. And I'm here for that door to fall on top of me. It's just good.
No.
It's very good. I feel like the wind would be knocked out of you, but in a good way. He'd be like, oh, hold on. Let me adjust. It's so good. He's so beautiful. And he has that great voice. And mm-hmm, he's just nice. Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. And he, again, a very thoughtful act. I'd like to see him do something else. So, you know, this is the summer to go and learn what else he can do. So those are solid recommendations, babe.
Yeah, thank you.
I got to say, I'm proud of you.
Thanks,
you really
thanks,
did that.
Thanks.
You did that.
Who do you have for us?
Well, so I also went like, I was like, she said British or otherwise. Mm-hmm. That was what our caller wanted. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, this person isn't necessarily as beautiful in the face as Henry Cavill is, because, frankly, who is? But consider Tom Hopper.
Hmm.
He's a British actor. He's very young. He's like 33 years old. So, you know, same age group, sort
okay.
of.
Uh-huh.
He was in Black Sails. You may have seen him in Black Sails.
Wait. Oh, yes. Yes.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Of course you do. He was basically, he was Billy Bones.
Yes.
Listen.
I had to grab my chest.
You want someone to Billy your bones. That's the boy. Listen. He was also in Game of Thrones. He played this character, which I have to struggle not to laugh, but his name was literally Dickon Tarly. Oh, God bless you, Mr. Martin. What the fuck? You call this character Dickon. But listen. If ever there was an aptly named character in that universe, it is Dickon Tarly. All jokes aside, he's just like a hot, hot piece of person. Just nice.
Oh, I'm glad you said a hot piece of person.
Listen, we're not here to dehumanize any of our first objects, okay? He's beautiful inside and out. I'm sure he loves his mum and small dogs. But also, he's just lovely to look at. Talk about a barn door. Tom Hopper will give that to you. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you know, we're talking about like the whole thing about having presence. And he does have that. I especially loved him in Black Sails because I remember looking, I was watching Black Sails, you know, oh, this is a good drama, blah, blah, mm-hmm. And then he came on set and I was like, who the fuck is that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, that's in a cast of very attractive people in general. and he is just like a standout. So if you're looking, he won't give you quite the old timey boxer feel, but he's not far off, mate.
He's got that jaw, that chiseled jaw.
He has that jaw, and you can't argue with that jaw. Mm-hmm. You can't. So even when his face looks a little bit less than full on handsome, you're still compelled to look at it. So. Yeah. Shout out to you, Tom. My other recommendation for someone looking to kind of slay a Henry Cavill first is a British actor by the name of Theo James.
Oh, yeah. I like him too. Right? I'm just going to say I like him a lot on everything.
I mean, I feel like these are fair things to say. He has the most beautiful lips. Mm-hmm. They are full and they are pouty and he knows how to work them.
Yeah.
Like when he's acting and he's all emoting, I'm like, put your lips away, you bastard. That's so good. He has a very nice mouth. He's also very tall. He's statuesque. Mm-hmm. He has heft to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of broad, slim hips, like big. I feel like...
I see it.
You see it, right? And I feel like if you're looking for someone who is going to rock a mustache with stubble and wear a dress shirt and punch someone in the bathroom, Theo could do it. He could do it. Not as good as Henry, but close enough.
Yeah, I see it. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Cheers. So our final call for this episode is from a listener called Jen, and they also have a very specific thirst that they would like us to kind of help them furnish. Let's hear it.
Hi, Ben and Nicole. It's Jen, and I have a real thirst for Kylie Bunbury. I'm still pissed about the fact that Pitch isn't still on TV, and I hope that her new project will take off, but until then, I am in need of someone else to thirst after. So thanks so much. Aww. Love you guys.
We also miss Pitch.
Yes, very much. I missed it so much that I bought the season on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I can access it from all my different devices.
I can access it, she said. Like some kind of hacker. I'm in!
I miss Kylie Bunbury on my TV a lot.
I know. Yeah. She had a great face and she had an amazing chemistry with Mark Paul Gosselaar. Mm-hmm. And the show itself was this beautiful thing and it was built around a black woman. And it wasn't necessarily about her being black. It was all these other factors that just kind of made it this rich thing. And you know what? We don't even deserve Pitch, to be honest, because fuck a world that will cancel it. But God, I miss it.
And the thing is, like, they didn't make a big deal about her being black, but she acknowledged her blackness in the show.
So Kylie Bunbury, first of all, solid choice on the thirst object. Very well done.
Here for it.
Nicole, do you have anyone or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I have a suggestion. Mm. Nafessa Williams.
Ooh.
Currently on the CW, Black Lightning.
Yes, yes.
She plays Anissa Pierce.
Right.
Beautiful woman.
She is stunning.
And, you know, playing the superhero, we don't get to see a lot of black women superheroes on TV.
Don't. Whose fault is that? But that's a story for another day.
Yes, we'll have to... But she's strong. She's beautiful. Mm. She also, you know, doesn't put up with a lot of mess on Twitter. Sometimes people come at her a little sideways on Twitter and she puts them in check very nicely, usually, you know.
Always stay gracious.
Yes. Best revenge is your paper.
Come through, Nafessa.
So, yes, Nafessa Williams. Mm. Just beautiful. Google her. Start watching Black Lightning. It's available on Netflix now. Strong recommendation for her. So, Bim, who are some of your suggestions?
Well, I have a couple, but my number one is an actor. She's an American actor called Jade Echette. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. She is, in a word, stunning.
She's beautiful, yeah.
She's just... So she plays a character called Farrah on Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency on BBC America, opposite Elijah Wood, who we mentioned earlier. She is 100% stunning to look at. She's a very funny actor. She's... You know, she has that girl next door vibe. If the girl next door was a complete hottie, obviously. she has like this amazing big type 4 hair and she has it out in a big twist out half the time. And she's just beautiful. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I hope to see her in many more things as the years progress. You know, she's one of those women who, again, is kind of ageless. Yeah. So you're like, sure, you're however old you are, but you could play any number of age ranges. And she's... I hope that she will do so much more. But yeah, she's someone who I thought, oh yeah, that's like a proper, you know, someone for you to really kind of focus the glare of your thirst on.
Yeah.
She's very good for that.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Right? The other person, very quickly, was Ashley Murray. I don't really watch Riverdale. I know you've watched more than I have, Nicole.
I watched like the first season and a half.
Right. That's far more than me. I watched 2 episodes and I was like, lol, no. God bless everyone on that show, but no. But Josie, the character of Josie, aka Josie and the Pussycats, mm-hmm. Josie, is played by a woman called Ashley Murray.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ashley Murray is like at least 30 years old.
Yes.
She's playing a 16-year-old with ease.
I mean, the melanin comes through.
Listen. It's a grand tradition.
Right.
This black woman just kind of like, that's cool. I don't believe in aging. Now what? And it's like, wait, but how do you look the same? You looked 10, 15, 20 years ago. Well, Ashley is doing that. She's incredibly cute. She has these corkscrew little curls.
Mm-hmm.
She has the most cute little elfin face, little cute little nose, everything. She's just like this pretty, pretty girl. And I feel like she's someone who kind of fits in the same kind of girl next door, very easy breezy cover girl vibe that Kylie Bunbury has.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a good way for you to kind of get a similar fix without it being like, you know, just Kylie.
Right.
I hope this helps you, Jen. Nicole gave us a couple of suggestions. Mm-hmm. I gave a couple of suggestions. We hope that somewhere in the middle of that is something that will quench your thirst. First Aid Kit is produced by us, Bim Adewunmi and Nicole Perkins, TK Dutez and Julia Ferlan.
Our music is by Tanya Morgan, and you can find us on Twitter at First Aid Kit.
Wonderful. So listen, we're going to be back during this hiatus with little bits and bobs here and there, so don't go anywhere. In the meantime, pop open something cold, dip your feet in like a bowl of ice cubes, you know, keep your core temperature down.
Take your bra off. Get comfortable.
Listen, unsnap, sis. Just live your life and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I feel like I could bounce on them. They're just good. I'm going to take that. You know what? I meant that as in pillows, but I'm going to take that out. TK, could you eliminate that from the cup, please? Thank you.
No,
because that's... No, and now I realize how it sounded. What I meant was like a bouncy castle.